This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The port labor contract dispute is disrupting red meat exports. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones and friends while celebrating the holiday season. It is also a time for farmers and producers to review what they have accomplished over the past year and take time to enjoy the holidays. With a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock, December allows farmers and producers to reflect on what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holidays.
U.S. agriculture is bracing for a potential work stoppage at East and Gulf Coast ports that could greatly disrupt U.S. exports. Contract negotiations between the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance broke down in mid-November over issues related to automation and have shown little progress over the past month. The two sides reached a tentative agreement on wages in early October and temporarily extended the existing labor agreement, bringing an end to a three-day strike work stoppage. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said that contract extension is set to expire January 15th.
On the pork side, 45% of our waterborne exports go off the East or Gulf Coast. And on the beef side, 30% of our waterborne exports originate from either the Gulf or the East Coast ports. For every week of a potential shutdown, it would be a loss in excess of $100 million just on beef and pork exports.
Hallstrom said the uncertainty is already impacting U.S. red meat exports, as ocean carriers have begun announcing surcharges related to a potential strike, and exporters are forced to look to divert shipments to other ports.
Ocean carriers are anticipating that. So we already have surcharges in place, and probably there will be more in place between now and the 15th of January. And a lot of our cargo is refrigerated. So there's also the very real possibility that prior to January 15th, a lot of these ports may stop accepting refrigerated cargo just because of the uncertainty around the contract.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.